America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to America Weekend. Hope you're doing wonderfully this weekend, whatever you're up to. This is Valerie Smaldone spending time with you, and I always like to do a segment on the program called News You May Have Missed. So I have two kind of good news items and one not so good, actually a bad news item. So we'll go with the bad news first, right? And this is a food recall that you may not have heard about. I just came across this, so I do want to share this with you. I am a big fan of Trader Joe's. I go there all the time, but there is a product that they sell that is being recalled. This is the broccoli slaw and kale salad with white chicken meat. Now, I don't buy that. I buy the broccoli slaw and kale salad alone. This one has chicken meat. It may have been adulterated with listeria, which is not good. And now the package contains all kinds of things like sunflower seeds, and I think there's some cranberry raisins in there as well. Apparently, the vendor of the sunflower seeds notified that the company might have contaminated them with listeria. So there's no confirmed reports of any bad reactions, but just to be safe, they are recalling this product that was made from the end of April to the beginning of May. Be aware of that. So if you have that in your refrigerator, you want to get rid of it just in case. Listeria can cause all kinds of things. It can cause a fever, muscle aches, headaches, stiff neck, loss of balance, gastrointestinal symptoms, and things like that. So you don't want to give it a shot, right? So once again, the recall from Trader Joe's is broccoli slaw and kale salad with white chicken meat that may have been affected with listeria. So go to your refrigerator if you have it. The package would be dated 5/2 through 5/7. So that's already a couple of weeks ago. But just in case, I'm just giving you all the possibilities in the bad news section of news you may have missed. In the good news section, let's talk about fitness. And it has just come out that the fittest city in America is not really a city, but it's the nation's capital. It's Washington, D.C., which I did not realize. It is ranked the fittest city in America for the third year in a row by the American Fitness Index. And it scored very high on things like the way they spend money on parks, how many people live within a 10-minute walk of a park. So there's a whole thing with the park system there that's important. Low smoking rates, the rate of diabetes death and cardiovascular disease deaths, and positive mental health. So Washington, D.C. ranks number one. Number two is Minneapolis in second place. And Denver ranked number three in this particular survey, but ranked first in personal health. So what they're noticing, this particular organization, is that overall, Americans are exercising a little bit more, which is great. 77% of Americans reported exercising in the past 30 days, which is up about 12% from the year before. So we like that. That's good news. So, excuse me, if you live in Washington, Minneapolis, or Denver, you're doing very, very well. Everybody else, we have to walk some more and get more motivated to be part of this whole scene. Now, the third little bit of information I want to share with you is very, very exciting to me. And that is that there's going to be a pumpkin spiced Cheerio coming out this fall, I'm guessing. And you know, if you've listened to this program, that I'm a huge pumpkin fan. So, and oh, the label is orange, which I love. It's beautiful. So pumpkin spice Cheerios, again, probably coming out this fall. I am really looking forward to that. I hope it's not too sweet. Actually, it's gluten-free, which is nice too. So this goes on my shelf with all the other pumpkin spice items that I go for come September, October. But in the meantime, if you're a Cheerios aficionado, you would like to know that you can get your hands on strawberry Cheerios, which is perfect for summer. Strawberries and summer go hand in hand. I haven't seen this yet, but strawberry Cheerios are on the shelf. Hey, thanks for joining us on America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone, keeping you company. Much more coming up. America. Like so many people I know, I have trouble falling asleep. Something's never quite right, and usually it's my position in the bed. It's been an ongoing frustration. until recently when I met Mike Lindell and tried his creation, MyPillow, because it's fit for me. The MyPillow doesn't flatten, it doesn't get hot and stuffy, the patented fill stays where you put it, and what's ingenious about MyPillow is that it's fit to your specs depending on how you sleep, on your back, on your side, your size even. I don't have that anxiety anymore when I go to bed because I know that with MyPillow it will be a pleasant sleeping experience. I'd love for you to try this. I have a super offer for you today. Buy one MyPillow and they give you one for your partner free. Not worth spending another night frustrated by your lack of sleep. Call 800-867-0058. Use promo code AW or go to MyPillow.com, promo code AW. 800-867-0058, promo code AW. Do it today.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
How can you fulfill your purpose? Take these four steps.
First, talk back. Silence your inner demons. You are smart enough and talented enough.
Second, claim your entitlement. You have a reason for being. It's your destiny. You and you alone must discover it, pursue it, and make it so.
Third, let it erupt. Events in your life have quieted your inner volcano, but it still rumbles. Show the world the fire within you.
Fourth, showcase what you've been hiding. Let the world hear your voice with a roar, not a whisper.
Display your talent vividly, not dimly.
Your destiny awaits. Find it and claim it. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
Zoolander 2 isn't a really, really ridiculously good movie, but for fans it's good enough. But me.
On June 3rd, The Lonely Island's dope new movie hits theaters. Andy Samberg is Connor for real in Popstar Never Stop, Never Stopping, rated R.